नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 6 द किलिंग ऑफ द डेमन पुतनो टेक्स्ट 33। कलेवरं परशुभिश्च कलेवरं परशुभिश्च चित्वा तत्ते व्रजौकस दूरे क्षिप्त्वा वयवशो न्यदहन् काष्ठवेष्टितम् Translation and purport. Translation: the inhabitants of Braja cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces with the help of axes. Then they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood, and burned them to ashes. Purport: it is a practice that after a snake has been killed, its body is cut into various pieces for fear that it may come to life again simply by interacting with air. Merely killing a serpent is not sufficient. After it is killed, it must be cut to pieces and burned, and then the danger will be over. Putana resembled a great serpent, and therefore the cowherd maid took the same precautions by burning her body to ashes. Hare Krishna. So, here in this verse, we can see that the inhabitants of Vraja, Vrajavasis, they cut the gigantic body of Putana into pieces with the help of axes. And they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood, and burned them to ashes. So here we have been discussing how this demoness Putana, who had taken a very, very beautiful form as a goddess of fortune, the Vrajavasis thought that maybe goddess of fortune is coming to our place. But she was disguised. She was originally a Khichri demon, demoness. And she had assumed this most beautiful form. And it may appear that how even Yashoda Mata, Rohini Devi, they could not identify. How they could also be covered with that illusory potency. And here we can see that this, now her form has been revealed. When she died 12 miles long. So we can imagine what kind of this mystic power she had. Of course, Krishna knew everything, although he was a small baby boy. just few days old. And Krishna's Yogamaya Shakti, it covers everyone. He wanted even Yashoda Mata and Rohini Devi to be covered by the Yogamaya potency. And therefore, we can see that they could not identify. And in that way, Lord Krishna can reciprocate with them in that motherly affection. And they think that Krishna is their only child, they have to protect. And the majestic aspect of the Supreme Lord is covered by this Yogamaya Shakti. And in this way we can see that how Lord Krishna performs his wonderful pastimes as a small baby child. And this demoness, she had such ill motivation to kill the child. And she had applied a very, very fatal poison on her breast to kill the baby child. She was, how Krishna has, Krishna covered her by the illusory potency. She thought that she could kill Krishna. But when she saw Krishna, she was feeling a little scared. Because ultimately the super soul is also there in the heart of Putana. And she was getting some kind of vibration that this is a dangerous personality. Maybe he may kill me. And Krishna closed his eyes. And our acharyas explain various reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. And Krishna was accepting whatever positive intentions she had. She came to offer something to Lord Krishna. Although it may be poison, but still that motherly affection Krishna accepted. And he purified her completely. And it was a very, very intense type of purification she had to undergo to become purified of all that contamination. And what Krishna gave her? Krishna gave her the position in the spiritual world. And in the earlier cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam also it is explained that how wonderful Krishna is, that Aho Bakyam Stanakala Kutam, this sister of Baka, demon, Putana, who had come to kill Lord Krishna. But still she got an eternal position in the spiritual world. That is the mercy of Lord Krishna, which is beyond any intellectual understanding, how Krishna can bestow such kind of mercy even to demons. That is beyond any logic and reasoning. And there are various angles devotees have been discussing this pastime. And we can see that this Vrajavasis, what they did with this dead body of Putana. They saw that 12 miles long, such huge body, what to do? One demon was killed and he is to assume a huge body. And so many demons Krishna was killing, but It appears that she was the first demon whom Lord Krishna had killed. So they had a big mission to clean up the Vrindavan area. And the way they did was not out of fear or something, but they knew that there was some scientific reason for this. And it is explained that, Srila Prabhupada explains that sometimes it may happen that life may again come back simply by interaction with air. And again, now she may become alive. That fear was there. Because some mystic, they have this kind of powers that they can appear themselves to be killed or died. But again, after some time, they may again come back to life. So they had some kind of fear. And it is also explained in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya or Hari Bhakti Vilas that sometimes a person is beaten by a snake can be revived by a particular type of herbs. Somebody loses the consciousness, becomes subconscious or unconscious, then he can be revived again by the smelling of particular type of herbs. And earlier people knew that kind of science or whatever you say. Maybe in South Africa, some places, they may be doing that. And they could revive the person. And it is said that similarly, by smelling the incense which is offered to the Lord, one can be cleared of the material contamination. That is the power of being in touch with Krishna. The incense which has been offered to the Supreme Lord doesn't remain material. Because of the contact with the Supreme Spiritual, it also becomes spiritual. And when somebody smells that, therefore when puja is offered the incense, many people get attracted, how nice smell it is. And I want to purchase that incense. They go to shop, matchless gift shop, and they want the same type of flavor. So we can see that even the incense of the which has been offered to the Lord, that can attract a person. There are devotees who have been attracted to this movement just by smelling the incense. That is the power of Krishna. And we can see that the medium which carries that incense is air. And air has such important impact on our body. In fact, in our body there are different types of airs. Pranavayu, main, what we inhale, our existence depends upon the air. If there is no air, we can't survive. And it is said that every minute we are breathing something 15 times, average. and in a day something 21,600 times, right? And it is important that how we are aware of this fact. Sometimes we may be sleeping, but still our breathing is going on, right? And the Ashtanga Yoga, which knew this science of pranayama, the importance of taking breaths properly. First of all, the breathing has to be proper. Many times people are not breathing properly. So therefore, the capacity of the lung is not utilized properly. And therefore people develop different types of diseases because of the disorders of the air element in the body. Vata problem. Many of our brahmacharis are doing a lot of research on that. How to avoid these fanatic and non-fanatic groups. So that is important, that how we breathe. Because Srila Prabhupada also explains in Bhagavad Gita that the according to medical science, Srila Prabhupada explains in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita that the red corpuscles which carry the oxygen from the lungs, they derive the energy from the soul. So the soul, which is there situated in the region of the heart, it is the actual cause of giving energy to the body. And the oxygen is important in that case, so that it is properly transmitted to all the different parts of the body. Otherwise, if there is no proper breathing, then the different bodily limbs may develop different problems. So that's how the importance of air in our body, pran, apan, saman, udan, and vyan. These are the pancha pran within our body. And there are upapranas also. Kurma, naga, krukara, devadatta, dhananjaya. These also have effect on our body. They also have particular functions in our body. And earlier some yogis and rishis, they had this knowledge of Mruta Sanjeevini Vidya. They could make a dead person alive. If the body is intact, they could again bring back the life into that body. That type of power they had. So therefore, Vrajavasis here, they decided to cut the body so that it is not in one form. And then they decided to cover it with wood and burn it. Because when everything is burned, then there is no, that form is not existing. So, and then, yes, and then there is no chance of again coming back to life, the same life. Because then the soul has to go to another body. So we can see that this story we are reading here, which happened like almost more than 5,000 years before. And we can see that at that time also they had complete knowledge of these various aspects. And the civilization existed. And the recent, before Christ, almost like 3000 years, in Egyptian civilizations also, they had a particular type of faith that the life exists after the death. And the kings earlier in the Egyptian civilization, they had some kind of powers that they could communicate with the heavenly people, extraterrestrial people. And there was some kind of communication was happening. The Lord was guiding them through their different types of representatives. And they could get a direction on how to lead the kingdom like that. And therefore, they had a faith that the life exists after death. And therefore, for the big, the very, very prominent kings, they erected pyramids. In Egypt, we can see that there are still pyramids existing, huge pyramids are there. And till now, they have found something, 118 pyramids. And they used to preserve the body of the king. And sometimes they would keep the various articles which he may need for his further journey. Various type of things they used to keep. So we can see that even so many years before, they had that kind of belief system that there is life after death. And the soul goes to another body. And even they knew that there are, it may go to the sun god. And they knew that there could be danger while going to the other planetary systems. So therefore, all the pyramids, mostly they are on the western side of the river Nile. So we can understand that so many years before they had, even this is proven, I mean, Egyptian civilization, we can see that people can still go and see the huge pyramids there. And we are discussing here the Vedic science, which existed not just 5000 years before, but there are incidents of millions of years before what had happened. And there are still a lot of people doing research in this area. And one of the common or the most believed system is the archaeology, which they believe that human beings existed, and they try to estimate the origin of life. However, there are some scientists, those who find human artifacts, human bones and skulls, and if they date back, it goes many, many lakhs of years and millions of years according to their experiments. Of course, corruption is everywhere. And therefore, such kind of research is not allowed to be published. And the most common theory of Darwin is always pushed forward to people. Therefore, if you want to understand the real truth, what is the truth, then we have to accept the Vedic authority. Because the Vedic authority believes in the Shabda Pramana, the sound vibration. Because the sound vibration is so powerful that it can revive the consciousness of a person. It can revive the consciousness from material to spiritual. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again. Because in Kali Yuga, the effect of Kali Yuga and the degradation is so powerful, is so overwhelming, that people lose the sight of the truth. Even truth may be there in front of our eyes, but still we cannot see. Pashyan api na pashyati. So, therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he told, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Mayaja, Pishachira Kole, that the soul is sleeping. How it is sleeping? It is sleeping to the spiritual consciousness. It is not awakened to that consciousness. And therefore, there is a great need to awaken that consciousness. And that is possible by the sound vibration. And again, the sound vibration is carried by the air. Air is the medium which carries the sound vibration. So, both are interrelated. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is not an ordinary sound vibration. This is transcendental sound vibration. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that when somebody chants this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one doesn't remain on the material platform. He transcends physical, mental, intellectual and goes to the spiritual platform. So, this is the power of the sound vibration, the transcendental sound vibration. And the words connected with the Supreme Lord, His glorification, the paraphernalia, tadiya, they all are on the transcendental platform. Therefore, it is also explained in Agastya Sanhita that when somebody smells the flowers offered to the Supreme Lord, it can cleanse the contaminations in the nostrils. Not material contamination, but the spiritual. It will bring us to the spiritual platform. Because it has a touch of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, just by smelling that, one can develop great devotion to the Supreme Lord. And we can see that in the lives of four Kumaras. Four Kumaras, they were liberated souls. And they had great power of traveling interspace. They were able to travel anywhere, wherever they want, they could go. And by their powers, they went till Vaikuntha Loka. They had that kind of power that they could reach Vaikuntha Loka. And when they were trying to enter Vaikuntha Loka, the four Kumaras, the small children, they had a great mystic power that they did not want to grow. Although they were like small four children, dressed in four directions, they were highly intellectual personalities. And we have one sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, because of them. And they were trying to enter Vaikuntha Loka. Of course, there were doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay, with their weapons, they stopped. Who are you? Small boys, they were trying to enter. This is not your place to enter. So they did not realize that these are the great personalities. So they became a little bit angry. And they curse Jai Vijay to fall into the material world, taking birth three times as demons. And at that time, the Supreme Lord Narayan was inside. And on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, there is Tulsi anointed with sandalwood pulp. And the fragrance of that Tulsi came to these four Kumaras. And they could smell that. The Lord was approaching and they could smell that, the fragrance of the Tulsi leaves. And just by smelling that, they were transcended to the devotional platform. From the impersonal realized platform, they develop a great devotional attitude towards the Supreme Lord. That was the power of just smelling the fragrance of the Tulsi leaf. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how that devotional service is higher than impersonal realization. Even the four Kumaras, they were attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They transcended that impersonal realization. So in this way, we can see that devotional service is the highest platform which we are all looking for. But in the material world, one tries to search in various ways in the material platform. But that cannot give one happiness. Srila Prabhupada at other place, he explains that the eternal soul cannot be happy with temporary body. The eternal soul will be happy only when it comes in contact with the eternal Supreme Lord. Because the happiness of the soul is also eternal. So therefore, when that soul comes in contact with the Supreme Lord or his paraphernalia, then only one can remain happy. One can achieve that highest happiness. And therefore, the tadiya or the paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord or his devotee should not be considered material. That is a hellish mentality. If somebody thinks that the spiritual master is an ordinary person, that is, or Vaishnavas, or things related with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, we can see that the body of the Supreme, the spiritual master, is protected or is given respect. And this system of giving samadhi, one may wonder that how it is a different concept, in the sense that after Egyptians, the system of pyramids, then that spread to Muslims. They started burying the bodies in the earth. Even the Christian system, we can see that they put the bodies in the coffin and bury them. And in Vedic system also, we can see that even Buddha, he had stupas. And in Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya, almost like 1,000 years before, he took samadhi. And his body is still preserved. Previously, in the Egyptians, they used to preserve as mummies, thinking that maybe in future again the life may come back. So there are a lot of mummies they have found. And in Vaishnava Sampradaya, we can see that in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he gave samadhi to Srila Haridas Thakur. He personally, he took the body of Haridas Thakur and all of them, they had kirtan, and then they buried in Jagannath Puri. That place is still there. And in that way, the system of giving samadhis to the Vaishnava saints came in practice. And even in Vrindavan, we can see that there are 64 samadhis of Vaishnavas. And sometimes there are different types of samadhis also. It is explained that when the full body is given samadhi, that is a particular type of samadhi. Or sometimes we call as pushpa samadhi, the flowers which were there at the last. Sometimes they are collected and buried because they also become spiritual in contact with the Vaishnavas. And sometimes the bones and ashes of a Vaishnava is also buried. That is also called as pushpa samadhi. And sometimes some Vaishnavas have written literatures, so that also is considered a transcendental paraphernalia of the Vaishnava, and that is also buried. That is called as Grantha Samadhi. And sometimes the name of a Vaishnava is engraved on a stone or marble, and that is given a samadhi. So that is called as Nama Samadhi. So in this we can see that the important aspect is to respect a Vaishnava. And in the future, people should be able to take that inspiration. So that is the main aspect in giving samadhis to the Vaishnavas. And here we can see that the body of Putana was cut into pieces. And this is some kind of antya sanskar they did, final rites. And usually when a dead pot is killed or burnt, it doesn't give a good smell. Because it's all matter, the muscles and all these kind of things, they start burning, then it gives a very bad odor. But here, what happens is that it gives a fragrance of aguru. It is explained. Again, because this Putana demon is, she had come in contact with Lord Krishna. So therefore, she had become completely purified now. And this is my speculation, but maybe Krishna did not want Vrajavasis to get disturbed, because there would have been so much air pollution by the by the burning of such a gigantic body. So he made everything auspicious. And it made such a wonderful fragrance that even by smelling that fragrance, one can become purified. That is the power of Lord Krishna. So therefore, here, this is not just a mythological story, some in the books, but these are the facts which had happened at the end, almost at the end of Dwapar Yuga. And this kind of knowledge can be awakened by the transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So when one chants attentively, then the real effect will come. Because that is important, that how Krishna's name and Lord Krishna, they are not different. So when we chant attentively, therefore it is one of the offense. We always, every day morning, we recite. It is also an offense to chant inattentively. We have to be attentive to hear that. Sometimes even it may become a ritual. That's a danger, just to chant. So that's why we are chanting this holy name which has been given by Lord Krishna himself, who came as Lord Chaitanya. His appearances will be celebrating very soon. So he is Namo Mahavadanya. He is the most merciful incarnation. And he came in this Kali Yuga specifically to give the highest thing, which was not given in earlier ages. And if you are attentive in chanting the holy name, then that we'll be able to receive the great mercy of the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya, Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments or doubts? No doubts, no questions. So we'll end here. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.